Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, Robin, do you like knocking boots?
Jim, do you mean Knocking Boots Saloon in Largo? I love knocking boots.
I love knocking back a couple of beers at Knocking Boots and then knocking some balls around on their pool tables.
Knocking Boots Saloon has free pool every day till 7:30, or you can join the league.
Or get knocked silly at the Comedy Open Mics with special guests brought to you by Stand Up for Live Events every other Wednesday night.
Come and knock back a cocktail from their full liquor bar and enjoy some tasty snacks from their awesome food truck.
Knocking Boots Saloon, 201 Keene Road in Largo, Florida.
It's 7 o'clock, it's Thursday night, I'm Mac James, stand-up comic, and it's time for Stand Up for News.
Good evening out there, everybody. Welcome to Stand Up for News, America's greatest source of news and entertainment. I am Captain Jim Marvin, filling in for the unfillable, innable for Mac James. And with us, as always, is my co-host, Robin Savage. Robin, say hello to everybody.
It is great to be here on this Thursday night in Radio Land.
Yes, absolutely. And we have, as our guest tonight, the very funny Jacoby English. Jacoby, say hi to everybody out there.
How's it going?
Going good. Let's do a recap. We had a very busy week for Stand Up for News. Stand Up for Live Events hosted. We hosted our first comedy open mic with actually a headliner at Dave and Buster's. Dave and Buster's over in Brandon, and had a great time. We had Ants Rance join us all the way from Orlando, and he did an amazing job.
Yeah,
he really drew everybody in, and we had 20 local comics. I called it the world's longest comedy show. Where everybody really got their money's worth, but it was a great event, and we had a winner at the end of it. We actually had judges judge who they thought was the funniest comic of the night, not like the nicest person or, you know, oh, you're the greatest person, but hey, we got the most laughs from this particular comic. And Taurus
yeah.
won. Yes,
yeah,
he brings it to the stage every time. He's such a funny guy, such a good guy. And who do we have second?
Oh, gosh. It was the fellow who's the EMT.
Thomas?
Thomas, yeah. He was really funny.
He was good. I think that was my first time hearing his set. It was really good stuff. And then our old friend, I mean, not to emphasize the old, but our old friend Spike Salzer.
Yeah, Spike did good.
He took third and took home a very, very interesting, weird prize. So
from us, really?
So we're going to continue doing those shows at Dave & Buster's throughout the month of April on Monday, and if you're in the area, or if you feel like making the trip over, you're going to get a great comedy show. You're going to have food, beverage. They were showing some games there, some of the women's basketball games that are a big hit right now, and I'm not the sports guy, so I can't really comment on those. But everybody, you know, you got a mix of whatever you want to do there. You know, you come in and play some games before, or stick around and play some games after the show, whatever you feel like. It was a really great first night, I think.
Oh, it was fantastic. And not to take away from, like, other venues, I think because it was Dave and Buster's, and it was so enormous, and we had kind of our own room, but it was like a massive room. There was a special feeling to it. I felt like James's hard work, we really kind of took it to the next level. There were so many people, and it was in a neat place. And
yeah.
What was the turnout for it? Was there a lot of people that showed up for it?
Yeah.
I'd say 40 to 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was nice. A good.
I'm doing it on Monday.
Oh, so. You're going to like
it. Oh, nice.
Yeah,
all right.
You're hosting it, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be hosting. I'll be hosting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a great time. And special shout out to Professor Jay and our good friend who we love, Chris Wright, who came and played some music for us. Special shout out to Ace Williams, who brought out a stage, a backdrop, and some other items for us to play. He had like little candles all around, had a little fake electronic candles, had a lovely mood about the place. But it was a really fantastic time. And then we had a really great evening, not a big evening, but you know, really great evening last night at Knockin' Boots Saloon, another one of our sponsors, as you heard at the top of the show. And we had Jimmy Mack, and who was the other gentleman who was on?
Zobo 69, because I call him Zoe Bowie, and they're like, that's not his name.
It's complicated. I just know, all right, he's the next oldest guy in the room, you know, for me. But they both brought a funny set. And it was an intimate, you know, very kind of an intimate atmosphere, and just with the rain and everything. But it was fun. So we'll do that again next Wednesday after next, which will be what date if we add 14 to 17?
So
the 17th. The 17th we'll be back at, hey, we can do math. So imagine that. So we'll be back there on the 17th, 8 o'clock at Knockaboot Saloon in Largo. Come on down for a fun time, great drinks, great people in service. So Jacoby, let's get you in the mix here. So tell us a little bit more about yourself as a comedian. What got you into this great game we call comedy?
I've always been a fan of stand-up since I was a kid. I was like I never watched like the Disney shows, you know. I was watching like Chappelle and stuff like that.
At what age are we talking about here? I was young.
Elementary school, definitely. Like Larry the Cable Guy, stuff like that. Like the blue collar.
Yeah.
But I've just always been a fan of it. I've always been the class clown. And, you know, I've always loved just making people laugh.
Oh,
I get joy out of it. So
Absolutely. So,
and then, you know, I was drunk at a bar, as you know, you are in your early 20s, and all my friends were like, you should do stand-up comedy. And I was like, you know, I should, because I got nothing else going on in my life right now. So I also do music and stuff too, but that's kind of been on hold for a while. So
instrument, singing?
Yeah, I do a little bit of it all. Yeah. I produce mostly like metal, you know.
Oh, okay.
Rock and stuff like that. Good. So, but yeah. I've been enjoying it. You know, I started, I just celebrated 5 months of comedy last Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I closed out the open mic at Side Splitters for the first time.
Oh, wow. Excellent. That's a big stage.
Yeah. It was nice. It was a good turnout.
All right.
It's always big at Side Splitters.
Doing great. How would you, do you have a particular style of comedy that you like? Or, you know, just...
Definitely not radio friendly.
No. Okay. So you're not giving us a demonstration about that.
James will come running into the station if you do that.
I had to make him sweat. A little. I find humor in a lot of things, you know, whether it be crass or it be, you know, I don't really do clean comedy, but you know, I just like finding the humor in things. You know?
Yeah,
that's usually, I try to find the angle in most things.
There's kind of a market for clean, but then there's also spaces for not clean. So there's a variety. Where are your local, your favorite local places to perform in the?
I really like Tidal Brewing up in Spring Hill.
Oh, I went there one night.
Shout out to Ryan Cleveland. That's a good spot.
It's really nice.
He does every other Wednesday and every third Sunday of the month, I believe. It's a fun room. It's always, there's always a good crowd there.
I think I came on a Saturday night.
Maybe. I've done the Sunday and Wednesday. I don't know.
Okay.
I like 01 Ordinance 1.
That's
a great room.
Great job.
I started in Sunshine City. That was the first place I did comedy.
Back when it was... After the transition, now that it is Sunshine City.
Yeah. That was the first place I did it, and I got some laughs, and I was like, then I started branching out, you know, and now I'm all over the place.
Now, Sunshine is one of my go-to spots. Kenny's—he's always. I mean, he's been a stand-up guy in addition to be a stand-up comedian. So he's always been good to me. I always run into friends there. So that's you know, good. So you know, what do you see in your comedy future? Any particular direction? Are you kind of testing the waters?
I've had a few feature sets. I hosted. I'm working on getting another hosting.
5 months.
Yeah. Did you like hosting?
Not as much. I don't like the responsibility. I like to just go up there.
You don't want to captain the ship, huh?
Yeah. I don't mind it. Yeah. I've only done it once, so I don't really have much experience.
I think we got Russell on the line.
Is that WrestleMania? Stars on the line?
Yes. Yes, I love to host. That's what I do better.
You're the host with the most in every which way. Are you on the way to the station, or are you just calling in today?
No, I'm just calling in today, but I had issues, so I'm running a little late.
Okay.
Russell has more issues than National Geographic, that man.
Well, that goes back a long time.
More issues than Mad Magazine, that's for sure.
Yeah, probably more fold-ins, too, if you know what I mean. Well, Jagoda, I'm glad to have you with us. Good to hear you talking to us, Russell. And James, if you want to call in, Manny is missing in action. He is an MMIA. If you want to, if you can hear the sound of my voice, Manny, call in. Let us know you're doing good. The number here is 727-441-3000. We'd be happy to talk to anybody, quite frankly. So if you have tuned in, but one of our loyal listeners, or you've tuned in by mistake on your car radio, go ahead, give us a call. We'll joke with you a little bit. Russell, Jacoby, have you brought news to stand up for?
I have.
Excellent. We have to stand up for the news, because the news can't stand up for itself. It was born with issues, and we stand up for it. But you know, let's dig into it here if you guys are ready. I will start us off at bat. Okay, on Monday, the Knight Specialty Insurance Company loaned Donald Trump $175 million to cover his bond in the civil financial fraud trial, but included some specific conditions. The stipulations, known as the Knight Rider, call for Trump to travel across America in a black sports car programmed with an artificial intelligence computer named KIT, which stands for Knight Industries Trump Trillions, and help defenseless people in small towns fight back against racist street gangs, corporate criminals, and corrupt politicians. Basically, his own followers. Donald, do we really have to stop for another Big Mac?
Now, Jacoby, do you know who Kit from Knight Rider is?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. You're a little bit younger.
I'm an old soul.
Wow, is that you, Kit? No, there was actually a remake of that show. It wasn't nearly as cool as the David Hasselhoff version, yeah. But, you know, it was what it was. So, you know,
I think it was called Day Runner.
Well, I feel like some pop culture things just sort of transcend like generations. Like, I feel like everyone knows about
Peter Pan and
Smurfs.
You can thank TikTok for that.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, thank TikTok for also, you know, corrupting our youth. Not like the rest of them haven't. All right, Robin, have you got a...
I do. I've got several news stories. An Alabama woman was arrested after cops found 2 kilos of cocaine in her 3-year-old's backpack. Now, police became suspicious when they entered the woman's house and the toddler was dressed in a white suit and said, "Let me introduce you to my little friend." That's a lot of kilos for a backpack on a 3-year-old.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, they're just getting stronger these days. All those Nepo babies, right? We talked about earlier.
It's Nepo.
Nepo babies. That's I can't even get that right. All right. WrestleMania, have you got some news to save me with?
Save? There's no such thing as saving. All right. Uncle Ronnie DeSantis has signed in some new laws. And one in particular, well, there's a couple of particular that interest me. One is it's pretty much outlawed homelessness in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're caught sleeping in a jail or a library or anywhere publicly, you're going to be arrested. Now, here's my thinking, though. what are the prisoners going to do if they can't sleep?
That's true.
I mean, where are they going?
Well, they're going to get rearrested and put it back exactly where they're where they
put
are.
Put back in jail. Don't you sleep now. There's no sleep. There's no sleep for the wicked.
I'm sure.
Well, because they can't sleep in public areas.
It's a public area.
So libraries
understand. I understand it, but I don't. And it's just like, you know, I'm like, at least, you know, what are you going to do with the homeless people? Are we going to put them on a bus and send them to New York like everybody else does?
Martha's Vineyard. We'll take them on the bus. Who's paying for it? We'll put them in Martha's Vineyard. There you go.
We said, knock on Martha Stewart's house and go, hey, I need a place to stay.
You know, what's going to happen with all the kids that fall asleep during the school day in public schools?
No. You're right, Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're breaking the law.
Or the teacher that's drunk. The teacher that's drunk and passed out.
Well, are they going to be arrested? It's going to be half the faculty at any particular Florida public school right there.
The high school I went to, I'm just saying.
All right. Thank you, Russell. Jacoby, have you got a story for us?
Yes. In New Jersey, the Clean Ocean Action Organization has claimed to find lots of interesting things while they're cleaning up for the upcoming beach season on the shore. They found everything from voodoo dolls to whoopee cushions, but they say that after 42 years, there is still sadly no trace of Jimmy Hoffa.
I wonder if he's on the shore or if he's still under that end zone.
Oh, yeah, and like the pillars, yeah.
So that's where my voodoo dolls went.
I think he's at your place, Russell. I think you've been hiding him.
I've been hiding him. That's right. Yeah.
All right. With a little bit more Florida news here, the Florida Supreme Court this week approved the wording of two amendments to the state constitution that we will be voting on this November. These amendments, if approved, would protect access to abortion for Florida women until 24 weeks into pregnancy and allow recreational use of marijuana for Floridians 21 or older. Let me break this news down for our listeners. On Election Day, November 5th, this year, put the pipe down, put your pants back on, and go down to your polling place and vote yes on both of these amendments. Then, the next day, on November 6th, you can pack your pipe and drop your drawers again, this time with the protection of the law. Or just take your vape down to you with the polls. I'm pretty sure you still need pants, though.
Now, see, this is how, like, uncool I am. I thought weed was legal because it just...
Not recreational.
So, yeah, just medical.
Just medical.
Oh, so everything I've been smelling in downtown Tampa is just sick people?
Sick people all over the place. Oh, my gosh.
You know, in Tampa and Orlando, they choose not to enforce it, just like in Lakeland. They just don't enforce it. And if you do it bluntly... you will get a ticket.
Bum, bum.
Okay. Yeah, that's a nice way to roll into that one there, Russell.
I try, yes. That was puns everywhere. Okay.
All right, Robert, we're going to pass this joint to you next. Light her up.
Okay. Scientists have discovered that many people can smell when it's about to rain. Scientists have a term for it called geomen. I have a term for it. It's called no duh. Old people also have a term for feeling rain. It's called their bursitis acting up. Can you guys smell when it's going to rain?
I can smell the ions in the air.
Yeah, I can too.
My knee acts up, so yeah, I understand it's going to rain.
But usually the sky gives me a really good indication because it starts to turn dark and things, you know, it starts to get wet. So I don't need to smell it.
I was just wondering, like, why they spent money to be like, oh yeah, some people can smell rain when that's just, I always thought that was kind of a thing until I read scientists discovered it.
The scientists are discovering all these things that we've known for years.
All that grant money wasted.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. All right, Russell, take us away with another story.
All right, yes, I got a Hollywood one. They have greenlit Warner Brothers Discovery and their infinite wisdom, have greenlit Matrix 5, without Keanu Reeves, without the original directors, despite the fact that Matrix 4 bombed so horribly. But yet, they managed to cancel Coyote vs. Acme, Scoob 2, and Batgirl, okay, which actually would have probably made money. So, what's up with this? nobody wants to see another Matrix movie. You can't understand them. They need to come with maps. You know, especially in Polk County, maybe some closed captioning to explain, you know, in redneck language, what the hell's going on. We just look at it and go, what the hell is that?
Well, them little robot creatures is after the guys.
Why are those
he's flexible.
So
his mouth is pretty. What? I don't know.
Anyway, I didn't know there was a Matrix 4.
I kind of didn't either.
It didn't. Wow. No, really. It came and went very fast like a porn star. Okay, there it went. God, I.
That's a really bad porn star right there, Russell. But maybe actually just enough for my attention span.
I don't know what you're watching, Russell, but that's okay. That's whatever makes Russell Russell.
That's
right. They don't call me media because I'm they don't call me media because I'm smart. That's
true. Well, and they don't call Robin Savage because she's, you know, civilized and well behaved either. So yeah, exactly. I mean, all right, down. All right, Jacoby, what you got next?
Yes, today Ashton Kutcher was subpoenaed in the ongoing investigation against rap mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Oh.
When he was served his papers, he asked, "Am I being punked?"
Oh, man.
Oh, I feel like Ashton's days are numbered. First Danny Masterson, then P. Diddy. So.
Hey, they didn't call it That 70s Show for a reason, all
That's
right?
That's true.
and whoever's on that Epstein list who comes up next, you know, that hammer's going to drop at some point.
Yeah.
I just want to say it's a coincidence that Nickelodeon documentary came out and then P. Diddy got arrested. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh, is there a connection?
You were talking about when you were a kid, you didn't watch kids' shows that you watched stand-up.
I was saved.
And I was like, you might have honestly been better off just watching like Cat Williams and Red Fox.
I didn't have the making. I didn't have the making.
Richard Pryor, anybody.
Oh, there was just so much cleaner comedy when we were growing up. All right. This weekend, conservatives, including former President Donald Trump, criticized the president for recognizing March 31st, the same day as Easter Sunday, as, quote, transgender day of visibility. The White House defended itself, saying this year the date for Easter happened to coincide with transgender visibility day. Conservative critics say they don't disagree with the White House designating a day to recognize transgender Americans, but say they do take issue with this year's theme titled, quote, "Show Me Your Transgender Day." I can see that how they might have a problem with that.
the fact it was on Easter didn't make a lot of people happy, but
I don't think anybody was really that happy this Easter, right? Judging from the scowls on everybody's faces this weekend, this was not a happy Easter year.
Yeah, I think I knew it was Easter when I woke up on Sunday morning. Like, I would just, it sort of came and went. It was like Russell's pornography. It was kind of
over quick, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of there, and then it
wasn't. It came and went. Give it like a wrecking ball.
What's your favorite porn film, Russell? How the West Was Blown?
No, just Stryker and Power Tool.
All right,
use your imagination.
Let's not get too deep down into that rabbit hole. All right, Robin, take it away.
Go ahead, Russell.
Is it my turn?
Oh no! I thought you were going to have one of your funny quips.
No, that's all right. No, I don't have any funny quips. Yes, I do.
my next news story I wrote with our good friend Captain Jim in mind. Apple is no longer supporting any phone that is an iPhone 6 or lower.
What?
Upon hearing this, Captain Jim said, "I didn't know the iPhone had other phones besides the original."
Yeah. Is that the reason Manny wasn't able to call me?
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. So you might have to be buying a new phone here
And Steve Jobs needs to come back from the grave and buy me a new phone. We had that landline phone in my house for like 40 years,
yeah.
And it worked every single day, even with the 1-900 numbers I was dialing at the time.
For everyone out there, Captain Jim's version of a calculator is an abacus. He's not a techie guy,
I guess. Those things still work just fine.
They do.
I only have so many fingers.
Well, you got to use your toes, too. You know, then it becomes like super efficient.
I do appreciate those 900 calls, though. It did put me through college. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute. Was that your voice, Russell? Wow, everything's becoming so clear to me now. All right, Russell. Give us our next story here.
All right. Apparently in Orlando, there's been a ring of illegal alcohol establishments, after hours alcohol establishments. They're using storefronts. The last one was a tax office. And so the police came there and raided it, and there was like gambling going on. And this is Orlando, okay? You know, and there was people drinking and carrying on. No liquor license to be seen anywhere.
Oh.
But what got their attention was there were two dead people there. There was a murder.
Oh.
Whoa.
So I guess people were just dying to get into this place.
Yeah.
And killing to get in there.
It was terrible, yes. So it was on Pine Hills Road in Orlando, which is like in a neighborhood. I mean, you know, I've been to Pine Hills Road. It's a little sketchy. There it is.
Maybe we're back in our speakeasy era as like a nation. We're just wanting to just drink without people knowing it. Just smoke when saying something wrong.
It'll be speakeasy for books. It'll be speakeasy libraries. You know, the Pope flies at midnight.
Yeah.
Or maybe speakeasies for people to sleep, since that's illegal now.
Yes. Oh, speakeasy for homeless people. There it is.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? It's coming. All right, Jacoby, you got another story for us?
Former President Donald Trump was quoted earlier saying that Israel needs to end the war with Palestine fast because they are, quote-unquote, losing the PR war. When asked what he would do when it comes to Palestine, he said he would build a wall around it.
Let's see. How well did that work out the first time?
Wall around.
Wow.
Walls, the solution to everything. Just ask Berlin.
Ask my therapist.
Oh, jeez. Jacoby, we have to break down those walls in between you and the people who want to get into your heart. All right, guys, we're going to change things up a little bit. We've got a show that we do here every week. It's called Where in the World is Captain Jim Seaman? And we have a lovely theme song that we sing for it every week. So join me. 3, 2, 1.
Where in the world is Captain Jim Seaman?
Jacoby, you didn't join in on that. You know that one memorized?
Sorry, I thought that was a question.
And he's a musician.
I just joined in on the Seaman part.
Hey, all right. So just to explain to you here, Jacoby, this is our news geography quiz that we give every week. And it's where, my seamen who happen to be, you know, the professional sailors that I sail with are off in different parts of the world telling me, you know, different things that have happened. So, you know, I'll give you a news question and you guess where in the world it happened. So, you know, again, we're talking about the sailors I sail with and not that other thing that Russell is alluding to. Thank you, Russell. Russell, you got to play with us?
What?
Wow.
I always get blamed for things.
Well, you know, if the shoe fits, even if it's a high heel.
Yeah, you are what you eat, right? Here we go.
All right, here we go. So, first question. My seamen are in the American Southwest and tell me that this city was just named the best place in America to retire for healthcare, low crime rates, and perfect weather. Are my seamen in A, Scottsdale, Arizona? B, Albuquerque, New Mexico, or C, Las Vegas, Nevada? What say you, Robin?
I'm going to say Albuquerque because I went to Tucson twice this summer and it was hot, hot, hot. So I was going to say Albuquerque.
Love me Tucson, baby. Okay.
Yeah.
Russell, what do you say?
Las Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby. All right, I love it. All right, Jacoby.
I say Scottsdale. Because they say Scottsdale is the home of the $30,000 a year millionaire.
Oh, wow.
Oh, somebody has done their homework. Yes, my semen are in Scottsdale, Arizona. An online report says Scottsdale, Arizona has emerged as the desirable place to retire thanks to a lower cost of living, an abundance of recreational activities, and access to excellent health care. The rest of America took a good long look at the study and said, oh, yes, Scottsdale. Not for long if we have anything to say about that. Join the rest of us.
It gets like to be 110 in Arizona. So the whole like good weather thing, I feel like that's a smidge too hot for me. That's just me.
Yeah, well, guess what? You know, everywhere in summer is going to be 110 if we keep going on this rate here. So,
yeah.
Okay, excellent. So Jacoby, you are up one. Question two. My seamen are in the U.S. Pacific Northwest and report that a fish tanker truck crashed along a roadside and spilled 100,000 young Chinook salmon into the wrong river in this state. Are my seamen in A, Alaska, B, Washington State, or C, Oregon? Robin?
I'm going to say Oregon.
Okay. Russell?
Alaska.
All right. Jacoby?
I think I'm going to have to go with Robin and say Oregon.
All right, my semen are in fact in C, Oregon. Nice job there, Russell, Robin, and Jacoby.
I'm sure it had nothing to do with all the drugs that are legal there.
No. We're not sure what the cause was, but a fish tanker transporting young salmon from a hatchery to the Imnaha River in Oregon collided with the side of the road and spilled open, releasing 100,000 salmon smolts into the Looking Glass Creek, which runs alongside the road. The salmon population in Imnaha is listed as threatened, but officials say the fish will instead have a home in the Looking Glass Creek, where experts predict they will return to breed every year. Speaking of which one of us hasn't accidentally spilled our smolts in the wrong river once or twice in our lives? Am I right, guys? Oh, I guess it's just me, I guess.
At least it spilled into the river, and they weren't like flip-flopping on the side of the road.
Well,
like,
there were some of them that didn't quite make it.
Oh, okay.
That driver should have gotten out and just, you know, just started shoveling fish, you know, into the river. It was like, be free, fly, swim. All right, excellent. So we have got Jacoby up by two, Robin at one. Russell, you still have a chance to come back. Are you ready?
And just shivering with anticipation.
Or shivering with something, who knows. All right, my seamen are in Southeast Asia. And tell me, wildlife officials say they plan to control packs of monkeys who inhabit and attack people in a popular tourist city in this country. Is it in A, Indonesia, B, Thailand, or C, Vietnam? Robin?
I remember reading this. I'm going to say Thailand. I'm not 100%.
All right, Russell?
Thailand.
Second one for Thailand. Jacoby?
I actually know the answer, so should I answer?
Yes, absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
All right, it is Thailand, yes.
Okay, all right, three in a row here. My seamen are in B, Thailand. Thai wildlife officials have laid out a plan to control the macaque monkeys that roam the popular town of Lopburi, but who have been responsible for increasingly dangerous encounters with residents and visitors. The plan includes capture of the monkeys in release in the wild, putting birth control in monkey food, and using electric cattle prods to fend off monkeys from crowded tourist areas. Senator and animal rights activist Peter Gabriel warned the plan could harm and endanger the macaques, asking the head of the Thai Wildlife Control Agency, quote, don't you know you're going to shock the monkey? Apparently they're going to do this at nighttime, too, so they're going to shock the monkey tonight. All right.
That whole situation is just bananas, by the way.
I can't make heads or tails of it, really. Okay, so on our score here, Jacoby, you've got a three in a row. Robin, you're trailing behind with two. And Russell, you are on the board with one. Ready for question four?
It is. This is a nail biter.
This is a nail biter. This is like women's basketball. This is awesome. My seamen are in the Southern Hemisphere, and tell me that a new ban on boats taking tourists through a coastal area known as the Horizontal Falls has just been implemented in this country. Are my seamen in A, Australia, B, New Zealand, or C, Papua New Guinea? Robin?
Horizontal falls, so the falls would go this way, like I guess horizontally.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll describe a little bit more.
I'll say New Zealand.
Okay, Russell?
What were the options?
Australia, New Zealand, or Papua New Guinea?
Australia.
All right, Jacoby?
I'm going to say New Zealand.
All right. My seamen are in A, Australia. Well done, Russell.
Russell.
The horizontal falls located in northwestern Australia are created when surges of seawater pour between two narrow cliff gaps, creating a swell of up to 4 meters. I'm not sure what distance that is, by the way. I'm not sure. But it resembles a waterfall. And it is popular with visitors who take boat trips to pass through the gap on powerful powerboats. But opposition by the indigenous traditional owners led Australian legislature to close the falls to tourist boats. President Biden, who had planned to visit the gap during his upcoming trip to Australia, expressed his disappointment over the closure, telling Stand Up For News, quote, "Aw, man, that was one fall I was looking forward to taking."
I wanted to see that, Jack.
Sorry, Joe. I guess you're going to have to take all your falls on stage. Okay, so on the board, we've got Jacoby with 3, Russell and Robin with both 2, so we could have a tie here. Let's see. All right, question number 5. My seamen are back in the U.S. and tell me that one of the 50 states in the Union does actually not fall under the mutual defense pact of the NATO alliance. Are my seamen in A, Alaska, B, Hawaii, or C, Texas? Robin?
I'm going to say Texas.
Okay. How about you, Russell?
Texas.
Got 2 Texas, Jacoby?
Yeah, Texas.
2 Texas. All right. You guys are going to be surprised to find out that my seamen are in B, Hawaii.
Ah.
Yes, okay. Because of a quirk in geography and history, Hawaii is not technically covered by the NATO pact. If a foreign power attacked Hawaii, say the U.S. Navy's base at Pearl Harbor or the headquarters of the Indo-Pacific Command of Honolulu, the members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization would not be obligated to rise to the Aloha state's defense. Although Hawaii does not fall under the protection of the NATO alliance, it is included in a little-known defense pact signed by President Johnson in 1964 called the Southern Territorial Region Armed Protection Offensive Network, or by its more provocative acronym, STRAP-ON. Wonder why we never learned about that one in school. Whoa, down, Russell, down.
You would think Hawaii would take all the help we could get.
All right.
Yeah, you do get laid every time you go down there.
That's why I go every week.
Must be a short trip.
All right, Jacoby, you are the winner of the WTN surprise news prize. It is a pamphlet on Scientology.
Oh.
Yes. All right. Everything you've wanted to know about the world's oddest religion. But you don't believe that Leah Remini chick. You know, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
I feel like this is an ad read right now.
And the nice thing, Jacoby, you're just blocks away from the heart of Scientology.
I know. I got to watch what I say.
You're very, very close. Let's just put it that way. Yes. All right, guys, thanks for playing. That was a really good show.
That was a good one.
Yes. Let's see. Do we want to move into some more news here? Should we move into a little bit more news or history? Do we have any history?
I've got one history joke.
I have one history.
I got history.
Okay, yeah. Let's do a little history.
Russell has history, and he also wrote a joke about it.
Uh-huh. All right, go ahead and start us off, Ryan. It's Laughs from the Past.
Laughs from the Past. This day in history, April 4th, 1789, George Washington and the first U.S. Congress began regular sessions at the Federal Hall in New York City. It was followed by light refreshments and karaoke later that night in the hall.
I wonder what they were singing back then.
Disco balls.
Just an early, early.
We are the world.
Early continental rap. You know, that Ben Franklin. All right.
Yeah, he was a crazy guy.
All right, Russell, you got a little history for us?
Yes. In 1975, Bill Gates and Paul Allen established Microsoft.
Ooh.
15 minutes later, it crashed.
It needed an update, you know, right when it was...
it needed an update. Apparently, they needed to use the Apple phone, and they couldn't do it because it was a -4.
It was a -4.
Well, my phone is so old, it's called an iStone. Excellent.
You got a whistle.
Yeah.
I got a whistle now. I got toys.
Okay, you keep those toys to yourself there. All right, Jacoby, you've got some news for us?
Yes. 75 years ago today, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization was formed in order to combat Russia's aggressiveness at the beginning of the Cold War. And almost a whole century later, and they still haven't figured out how to stop Russia.
Nice, nice. All right. This week in the year 2000, the government of South Korea ordered some 85% of the country's livestock markets closed in an attempt to end an outbreak of foot and mouth disease that had struck Asian livestock. In the same week, the U.S. Congress ordered George W. Bush to stop saying anything because he suffered from foot in his mouth disease.
Yeah. You remember he got hit by a shoe and he was never the same.
Yeah.
When he got hit by that shoe.
Yeah, I know. Every time I've gone to like shoe shopping ever since, I've been looking for like shoes that I could throw.
Yeah.
Those Secret Service agents. Those Secret Service agents should have been fired on that one because, if they didn't stop a shoe, how are they going to stop a bullet? I'm just saying.
You know, I've always wanted to go and find a pair of ninja throwing shoes. Just get embed it right in the wall.
I thought he kind of, like, dodged one. Maybe he dodged one and then one got hit.
He ducked him.
He ducked them both. That reporter, I mean, he basically telegraphed his. He tap danced his moves. If you're gonna throw a shoe at a president, yeah.
The guy who threw the shoe actually went on to be quarterback for the Cowboys.
Oh,
he took him to the playoffs that year.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, everybody thought they were a shoe-in for the Super Bowl.
And that man
ended in a tie.
Robbie, you got any more history?
I do not have any more history. I've got some other just regular news, but I'm fresh out of history.
Well, give us a regular. We'll finish up with a round of history, and we'll go from there.
Saudi Arabia will host the women's tennis WTA finals. The women involved are very excited, but are a little worried about how their backswing will turn out while wearing a burqa.
I don't think that'll affect it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Saudi Arabia is super nice to women. That's a great place to have women's tennis.
I agree.
All right, Russell, you got another history for us, or?
I got celebrity birthday.
Celebrity birthday.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be shady. So here we go. First celebrity birthday is Clive Davis. He turned 79. You know, he's the one that discovered Whitney Houston, and allegedly, he was providing her with cocaine to keep her singing and cranking out stuff. And he wasn't the first one. The next birthday is Robert Downey Jr. He turns 58. Looks good for 58. No rust on him, but he is no Man of Steel.
I thought Robert Downey would have given Whitney Houston all that cocaine. Yeah. You know?
He's in recovery. He's done well. He's been sober like 30 years. God bless him. Craig T. Nelson from Coach. He turns 180. I didn't get the age, but
yeah,
I can't think of anything shady to say about him.
You got
to
count the rings on him.
And they're really not rings. They're like octangles. Okay, so you get that. And Hugo Weaving turns 50. He's from The Matrix and The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Which one in the series?
He was in the first Matrix movie. The only one that matters.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it was not the first one. And he was also more notably in The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, which is a classic. We love that movie. I do especially because it's fabulous. So that is our celebrity birthdays.
Man.
Don't forget, later I do have my big game movie review of Godzilla versus Godzilla Kong, The New Empire.
All right. Okay. We'll have a minute for that. Jacoby, you got some more news to hit us with?
Yes. 56 years ago today, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that just shows, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a dream, pursue it.
Aww.
No.
Good, I didn't do that one. I'm glad I didn't do that one. I had it written down. I said, I can't do that one.
Well, there goes my dreams. Canceled on the radio show.
No. Keep pursuing those dreams, everybody. Especially with everybody, you know, especially with everybody loving each other, you know. So, for crying out loud. All right. A little international news here. A little crime news. The ringleader of a global monkey torture network. I am not making this up. Monkey Torture Network has been charged by U.S. federal prosecutors in Virginia with conspiracy to create and distribute animal crushing videos. The suspect ran chat groups for monkey torture enthusiasts. I never thought I would hear myself say those words out loud from around the world who shared ideas for custom-made torture videos such as setting live monkeys on fire, injuring them with tools, and even putting one in a blender. And then they paid video makers in Indonesia to carry out the acts, sometimes killing baby macaque monkeys in the process. Peter Gabriel went ape poop crazy again, telling the network of torturers, quote, "Don't you know you're gonna burn, hammer, and blend the monkey?" Maybe Thailand could use that for their monkey control program.
Maybe.
That's the last thing you want to do is start pissing the monkeys off.
No.
Didn't anybody see Planet of the Apes?
I was going to say.
We might need a review there for the monkey torture. Planet of the Apes.
Poor monkeys. Oh, my goodness.
All it's going to take is a handful of monkeys watching one John Wick movie, and then the world's over.
That's it. It's over.
Well, you know that. The old saying, you know, all it takes is a small band of apes to change the entire world. It's the only thing that ever has.
Yeah. If any monkeys are out there listening, I've been on your side the whole time.
We just like to say,
because if the revolution comes, I'll make the banana bread. Like, just make sure I'm safe.
They're going to go past the banana bread and go right for your face. I don't think they care.
They don't.
I'll make the banana pudding.
You make that every day, Russell.
I don't trust your
opinion. I see the monkeys come at me, I'm going to be making some banana pudding. Okay?
Russell, where are you putting that pop?
I'm not saying.
We're not guessing. All right, Robin, you got another news item for us?
I do. A shoplifter in New Mexico was chased by police on horse after he stole $230 worth of merchandise from Walgreens. The criminal was remorseful for his crimes, but said he was grateful it wasn't a CVS where he would have been cuffed and lassoed with their long receipt.
I know. What is that survey at the bottom? Do we really need that? Come on. Kill him here. All right, Russell, do you want to give us your movie review real quick?
Yes, this is. I didn't see the new Godzilla movie because I'm a Godzilla fanatic. And if you're looking for a deep psychological experience, skip it, because this is basically a pure monster bash. It's like a wrestling match. It really is.
See Godzilla movies for. It's not the deep intellectual, spiritual.
Well, Minus One was very intellectual and heartwarming and all that. No, we don't care about the humans. They're not even in this movie a lot. Okay, you got two manly monsters battling it out, wrestling each other, and then the beasties are large and in charge. You have Kong and Godzilla. They don't like it, and then they do like each other. They don't like each other. It sort of reminded me of a gay relationship I was in once. But anyway.
Whoa. Which one was the bear?
Which one was the bear? The monster's in this, and she's like a little fairy, and she solves the whole world problems. Of course she does, okay? And you know how that is. But all in all, this is a good, old-fashioned monster romp bash. The special effects are great. The characters, who cares? Because they're just there to put the monsters together in this scene and that scene and this scene. And Godzilla does eventually turn pink. It's strange. It's really strange on that. He becomes Godzilla Barbie, okay, at some point. Gotta put pink in it. Gotta get the girls in it. They'll go stand. They'll love it. Now, this movie kicked ass at the box office. It did much better than they thought it would. I enjoyed it. I didn't see it in 3D because I think it would give me a headache. Because there's too much people running around. It would make you sick.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, it's great.
All right. Well, fabulous. Thank you for that, Russell. You're like a Jamaican Godzilla, man. You put the mon in Monster Mon.
I thought I put the mash in Monster Mash, but hey.
All right, again, we're not talking about that. All right, Jacoby, you got another news story for us?
Yes. Punxsutawney Phil and his wife Phyllis just gave birth to two babies. When Phyllis was asked why she stuck around with Phil for so long, she said, "He is packing a real groundhog."
Oh, where's the whistle on that one? That's joke of the day right there.
All right, hold on.
Russell's got it. There you go.
Okay, was that a whistle or was that a...
It came from Russell. So. Yeah.
It was my tea kettle.
If it comes from Russell, it has to be good. Okay, back in national... Back in national news, the FAA says last month a Southwest flight veered off course while on approach to land at New York's LaGuardia Airport in bad weather and buzzed the air traffic control tower with as little as 67 feet of clearance. Air traffic control alerted the flight crew that they had drifted to the east of the runway and were no longer lined up with it, urgently telling the pilots of the Boeing 737 to go around and climb to 2,000 feet. The pilot of the aircraft, one Lieutenant Pete Maverick Mitchell, was overheard on the radio telling his co-pilot, Nick Goose Bradshaw, quote, "It's time to buzz the tower," before the close passed. The pilots were then heard yelling, "Yeehaw!" as they executed a barrel roll in the 737 over the runway. The FAA called the incident yet another reason to avoid flying on Southwest. See, aren't we glad we have these federal agencies?
Didn't they say, "Light the fires and kick the tires"? Wasn't that a thing from Top Gun?
No, that was actually...
They were lighting something.
That was Independence Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So oh, yeah.
You start mixing up movies when you get our age. All right, how about one more quick round of news here before we get to plugs?
Okay. A video of an alligator leisurely crossing a road in South Carolina went viral. The alligator told Stand Up For News amphibian reporter that he was inspired after seeing the Beatles album cover Abbey Road. He, just like Paul McCartney, chose not to wear shoes.
Are you calling Paul McCartney an alligator?
Yeah. I'm saying the alligator didn't
that
wear shoes.
That is age, yeah. Russell, you got a quick one?
Yeah, I wanted to do a special shout-out to Starstruck Records for allowing me to produce all the flyers for the event. And, of course, our event at Dave & Buster's is coming. Mm-hmm. I just been booked with Manny doing a battle. I forget where it's at. So the flyer is out. I'm not out of releases yet. And a bartend. I'll be performing this weekend and on the 19th and every weekend. And I'm done with my little plugs.
Very cool. Very cool. Jacoby, got a quick story and then we'll let you do a plug.
Yes. Over 270 possible illegal Chinese marijuana grow ops are under investigation in Maine after a couple of workers escaped and made it to the nearest police station. The police officers asked if the workers were high on said marijuana because their eyes were very squinty.
And red. They didn't bust one of my grow ops up there, did they? I grow a very special type of weed up there. It's called lobster pot. All right, we're at the part of the show now where we talk about, we plug things that are coming up. And everything, you know, we've talked about everything except plugs, everything but plugs.
Everything but
not
plugs.
Not those types of plugs. Jacoby, what have you got coming up for?
Dave & Buster's Monday.
Yeah.
I don't really have much planned as of now. I'm doing Side Splitters next Friday night. If anyone wants to, Wesley Chapel.
The one at Wessel, I've heard good things about that.
Yeah, it's a fun room.
It's a really
I'm doing
fun
that
room.
Next Friday. Other than that, I don't really have anything booked.
All right, cool.
Just going around town.
Where can people keep up with you?
I'm on Instagram, Jacoby_English. Facebook, Jacoby English.
Jacoby really with a K.
Jacoby, J-A-K-O-B-I, last name English, common spelling.
Robin, what have you got coming up?
Oh, I just got, I think I had this all along, but anyway, I just got a notification that I'm going to be at the Homosassa Lions Club. It's a comedy fundraiser for the Priceless Journey. Tickets are $20.
Nice.
It's going to be me, Lou Angel Wolf, Mary Ellen Petrillo, and Kathy McSteen.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Yeah. And I will be at Sunshine City Friday night, tomorrow night at 10, doing their open or performing at their open mic. I'm not hosting. And we've got Dave and Buster's 8 p.m. Yeah. again on Monday. All right, let's wrap it up with our theme song, everybody. Stand up for news. We stand up for you. You can stand up too.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.